Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love cars like Wiggy loves cars, then you should be here at some point over the weekend in Newport, Rhode Island at the Audrain Newport Concours Motor Week. Over 500 cars, every kind of car. Like whether you like old,
yep,
like Beatles time, or whether you like the new Bentley that, yep, Wiggy is going to get for $350,000. So it's an awesome experience down here. Weather's great. We'll get to Curtis and the weather forecast coming up. We have leads that remain this morning. This quickly is Adam, though, from Connecticut. Adam, good morning.
Good morning. First off, thanks about the Red Sox, but I believe it's a promising for the first time since 2021. A lot of good young core, but I just wanted to say you guys made a lot of great points, but I think one that really needs to be hit on is we were the worst team defensively in baseball, made the most errors, and the two glaring points is pitching and defense. And if you don't have that in the postseason, you're not going to win. And we relied heavily on a guy in Giolito, which he had a great season. It was a nice story. But other than Crochet, and I love Bayo, but he's realistically on most teams a good 4 or 5. And we need a reliable number 2, or you're not winning in the postseason.
Yeah. No, thank you. I mean, defense. I mean, that's why you lost that game last night.
Yep.
So, and I, you know, Giolito, you got it. I guess, you know, you're going to get what he was, I guess, next year from him. And
but depending on what his injury status.
But that's what happens when you get guys off the scrap heap in reclamation deals.
Yeah.
The Red Sox shouldn't be shopping in that aisle. Like, that's what the whole frustration is of the mindset and the reluctance of John Henry to actually spend big free agent money for front-end players. Because you get Walker Buehler, who sucked. You get Giolito, who was great at times, then kind of fizzled out because of the elbow. When guys are available for short-term deals, there's a reason, because there's every team in baseball needs pitching.
Yeah.
So the fact that you are getting these guys for what they got them for is an indictment on the team for not spending the money they have on actual top-end starters.
Ken, you don't have it's a small data sample, but can you theoretically count on Connolly early or on Big Stash?
Pun intended, it's still early to tell whether you can. I think he is, you know, maybe your fourth, fifth starter. I think Bayo is your third starter. And the biggest question mark is that number 2.
Yep.
And that number 2 has to be somebody that you have confidence that come the postseason, they can go out there and they can win a game for you, because you can pencil Crochet in to win you a game. You just need that number 2. And your bullpen should be fine. But the issue is, after Crochet, there's too many unknowns.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get the rest of the leads in. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So as we sit here, October 3rd, Red Sox season just ended. I believe they still are the team closest to a championship in Boston. We do this sort of like quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics are not going to win without Tatum, and I don't care how many fun videos they shoot from the practice facility. He's not.
You don't think he's back in a couple weeks?
No, I don't. And maybe I'm wrong, but he was healthy on the same team, and they lost to the Knicks. So I have the Red Sox, Celtics, Patriots, Bruins, and this offseason, and what the best part of this sort of out of nowhere post Devers trade reclamation, is the fact that the fan base is engaged. We saw the Red Sox fan take over Boston. There's been a infusion of young fans into the sport. I think it's been a great year for the Red Sox place in Boston. And I hope that that fan interest is something that incites the ownership to reinvest in the product, because they have to.
Yeah.
They got $30 million a year sitting there on Devers that they have to spend. And this offseason will be – Ken and I do this every Saturday. We're like, this is the year the Patriots spend. This is the year the Red Sox spend.
Yeah.
If they don't spend this year, I think there will be legitimate backlash, not just a random guy yelling at John Henry at the Winter Classic.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Very easy.
Isn't our queen glowing
this
morning?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm bumping, popping this morning.
You're popping?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What's your baby's lead?
Oh, well, my baby and I have the same lead. Very easy lead for me this morning. A lead nobody asked for. Taylor Swift's album dropped at midnight. I'm sure a lot of you were excited about that. Red Sox lose, but we were saved by Taylor Swift.
And nobody's excited.
There are a few. And my two early favorites, I listened very lowly this morning as Santo slept, is Wood and Opalite. So those are the two early favorites. I'm excited to listen to it at full volume on my way home today.
Okay.
And that's how I will be spending my entire weekend. It seems like if you're a pop girly, Shime, you're going to love this album.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did she do a diss track on Andy Reid because he shoved Kelsey?
No, and I will say it's not very Travis Kelsey heavy from what I've listened to so far.
Okay. Neither is the Chiefs offense.
Well, he's getting ready to retire. Yes. Give him a break.
All right. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So my lead, I gotta take out my thing because I am in my adopted home city here.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, Wiggy.
Oh, look, the key to Newport hangs right here. Oh,
yep.
Look at that.
I'm representing on my
Yeah, well, I forgot Wiggy was given the key to the city in Newport.
Yeah, so we got to represent. You know what I mean? Newport, we in here.
Yeah.
My lead is this, and it's simple. You look at this series, and I think, Curtis, you're right. The Red Sox are back. The energy, the fans. It was great to watch all three of those games. You know, the investment. You and I might disagree in, like, what's the best playoff sport, but Red Sox, when they're in the postseason, it's exciting to watch. I will say that. I think it's time for the Red Sox to move on from Alex Cora. I don't think he is the guy any longer that can get the job done. The one caller talked about the Red Sox having the most errors, and we all thought it was Devers. Devers is gone, and you still have that issue. I think errors is something that starts from the top-down manager, and whatever, however you want to work on it or whatever these guys work on in practice, and I understand it's different than football and other sports, but the manager, maybe putting guys in the right position, maybe putting guys, maybe when you're putting your lineup card together and you say, okay, well, we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to have Lowe in the game. Maybe you want him in the game, but maybe first base is not the best place for him.
Yeah.
Maybe you take out Duran and you try to figure out, okay, who do we put in right field? Who can we put at first base? So I think those are things that fall on the plate of the manager. And I think it's time. We all love him. We think he's a great guy.
Oh, boy.
But what has he done for us lately? Other than this year, the team has finished in last place, I think, for what, the last 3 years?
Yeah.
So
you want Alex Cora gone?
I think it's time for Alex Cora because he's the main reason why you didn't win game two. I'm going to die on that hill because you're supposed to be letting your third base coach know, hey, if we get in this situation, this is what we need to do. So if your third base coach doesn't do the job, isn't that a reflection of you as a manager?
Yep.
And whether the bunt was
his fault or not.
He
was the one who decided that it was the situation where you're going to bunt.
Right. So, and that's the thing. Curtis brought up a great point. You chose to put Duran in left field when he couldn't hit a beach ball.
No.
You could have put Reschneider out there, and maybe he makes that play. We know Duran has struggled all season long when it comes to fielding.
So you think it's time for them to part ways with
Alex.
They should fire Alex Cora.
They should fire Cora.
Wow, okay.
He's a week ago
you were praising him.
Like, I praised him 2 days ago after game one.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I praise
the spin stops here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So Wiggy says it is time to say goodbye to Alex
Cora.
Yep.
Get you a new manager.
You can talk about that all morning long. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are in Newport, Rhode Island on a Flex Friday. Got to take a quick break. I'll get to my lead coming up, and then we will get to They Said It, and we will certainly talk about what Alex Bregman said last night about his future with the Boston Red Sox.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.